You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Drug Foundation will be on the University of Auckland campus tomorrow between 3pm and 7pm, offering their free confidential drug checking service. Drug checking can help reduce risk by providing people with information about what they're really taking so they can make more informed and often safer decisions about their drug use. I spoke to Harm Reduction Manager Phil Glasser, who will be running the clinic, about the importance of their service and some concerns they have after the recent clinics during O-Week. We started off the interview discussing what people can expect to happen at the clinic.
So what happens is someone comes in, they bring their drugs, we'll greet them, give them a big smile, and we take them in and we can take their substances. They can go away and chill while we test it with a FTIR spectrometer. So that tells us what's in the substance, and we can look for if there's any kind of dangerous stuff in there, and then we'll catch up again, give them the results, and then have a conversation around how to be safer. And that's where we can weigh out their substance to help them with doses. We can answer any questions. We can have chats around how to be safer. And
So your drug checking is fully confidential. So what happens if you think someone is at high risk of harm?
So, so as you said, completely confidential. So we're not allowed to take anyone's contact details. If something comes up, if we find something in a substance that is really harmful, then we'll have a chat and we'll kind of explain, you know, why it's harmful. At the end of the day, we can't confiscate any drugs. It's up to the person what they do. But we might just recommend, hey, we recommend you don't take it. And if you are going to take it, we recommend taking a lot less to avoid overdose and things like that. And we can just kind of have that conversation. It's all about just helping people be safer and not telling people what to do, kind of risking people's choices and decisions, but just giving them the information they need, really.
You had several clinics during O-Week, but particularly in Tamaki Makaurau. Did anything come up that was of interest or cause for concern that people should be aware of?
Yeah, we're finding cocaine has recently kind of had some harmful fillers that we've been finding, like lidocaine and benzocaine and things like that. And we've also been finding with cocaine that recently it's because in the past the cocaine in New Zealand was often mixed with caffeine or creatine, something like that, and it was usually a little bit of cocaine and a lot of filler. And we're finding more recently that cocaine will contain a lot more cocaine and less filler. So we're having people who are used to taking a lot more have these real intense effects and real negative experiences. So we're just kind of encouraging people to take less if they have cocaine. The other stuff we found was in MDMA, it's the same story for years, but with MDMA we've been, some of it has had synthetic cathinones in it, so that's what people call bath salts. There's particularly one called Eudalone that has been coming up a lot, and that's one that can kind of cause people to feel really terrible for 48 hours and be unable to sleep and feel really nauseous. So that's why we kind of encourage people to bring along their gear and find out what they got.
Yeah, and you've kind of illustrated it just with that explanation, but with drug checking becoming 100% legal in Aotearoa, why is this service, can you tell us why it has been so important and why that harm reduction approach to drugs has been so beneficial?
With drugs, a lot of people are used to keeping things in the dark because we've kind of criminalised drugs in the past. A lot of the information about drugs that gets shared is kind of through people that are using, which is great, but then sometimes the research and things like that can get left out. And sometimes people just don't have anyone to talk to about what they're doing. Some of the best stuff we can do at a drug checking clinic is just give someone the space to just talk through how they're using drugs and how they can do it safer. And if someone needs to keep that in the dark and they can't talk to anyone in their life about it, then that's kind of going to result in more dangerous ways of using. So that's kind of a lot of the benefit that people can get. And really why I would encourage that, if you can't get to a drug gene clinic, to find kind of a trusted person that you can chat to about what you're doing and just have a think about how it's affecting you and how you can make sure that you're having a good experience.
And if people want to come along, when is the event happening and where tomorrow? And if they can't make tomorrow, when else can they come along or where can they find that information?
Yeah, so tomorrow is 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. At Caretakers College in Albert Park. So that's just right across from the Auckland Uni Quad. And so, yeah, they can come along tomorrow. We run clinics basically every week in Auckland, so we also run them at the hemp store and other places. All of the available drug checking in the country, and that's not just from us, that's from all providers, that's on a calendar, our drug checking calendar, which you can find on thelevel.org.nz. If you go to thelevel.org.nz, go to the drug checking tab, it'll have every drug checking clinic and event in the country. Just the main thing is just to encourage people to come along and use the service. It's quite scary for people because a lot of the time people aren't used to doing things like this in the open. You're used to kind of having to hide it. There's often a fear that, you know, is the cops going to catch me or something like that. But it's all legal, confidential. The police are supportive of it, and just really encourage people to come along and have a chat with us.
That was New Zealand Drug Foundation Harm Reduction Manager Phil Glasser talking about their drug checking clinics. That one is happening tomorrow on Thursday at the University of Auckland. So if you have drugs that you would like to get checked, be sure to go along.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.